Welcome to Early Birds Club for Kids Bedtime Stories. Listen to stories filled with love, moral values, and inspiration. Today, I will read the story about Hugo, the lazy ant, written by Monika Nedić. Once upon a time, there was a small brown ant named Hugo. He was a part of a big colony of 100 ants. The colony's ant queen was very hardworking. Every day, she would search for food and guide her children to eat, counting them patiently as they walked by one after another. After their meal, she would let them play around and enjoy the day. All the ants in the colony were disciplined and listened to her. One day, while the colony slept, the queen went searching for food. When they woke up, the ant queen said, "I have found the food. Let us all go and eat," and she asked them to walk after her. Everyone immediately started following her steps, except Hugo. The ant Hugo said, "I am not hungry. I want to sleep more, and I want to play later." The ant queen said, "You have to eat something first, and then you can play with your brothers and sisters."
"But I do not want to go. I want to sleep a little longer," Hugo said yawningly.
"Come with us. You see, everybody is listening to me except you. Later in the day, there won't be enough food for you to eat and you will be hungry," the ant queen added. Hugo, disheartenedly, got up and started walking with the rest of the group, while the queen counted the colony patiently. 1, 2, 3, 70, 80, 90, 100. "Oh, everyone is here," she happily said. The following day, after a good night's sleep, Hugo again did not want to go with the rest of the ants. He was the last one in the row, and he entertained a thought. How would it be good to escape while nobody sees him? He started walking very slowly and fell behind a group who were already far ahead of him. Lost in his thoughts, he was able to see the colony, but in reality, he was far too behind to catch up to them. Suddenly, the huge door closed and he was alone inside the cold and dark place. There was nobody there. Being alone and scared, he shouted and called his mom, brothers and sisters, but no one was there to hear him. 2 days passed alone and he was tired and hungry. He searched for food all around, but he was unable to find anything. He felt sad because he did not listen to his mother. Lost in his thoughts, he turned around and saw that there were a group of big dark ants around him. He was trembling as he felt small. All the big ants laughed at him. "Oh, poor little ant, you seem so alone and lost." The other ant said, "Why don't we eat you for dinner now?" Third ant added, "We should protect our food from him. We don't have enough for ourselves." Everybody was laughing at him except the ant queen of big dark ants. She said to everybody, "Let us all be nice, everyone. Don't you see that he's small, hungry, and is scared after losing his family? We should help him." Hearing the queen's command,
Hugo was allowed to be part of a big dark ant's colony. 2 days passed and nobody could find any food in the big dark ant colony. Everyone felt hungry and were busy thinking about how to go about searching for food. Hugo, who was also very hungry, walked around searching for food along with other ants. Suddenly, he went through a small hole and saw little cubes of sugar. All the other ants wanted to follow him as well. However, they were too big to enter the hole. Patiently, they all sat in front of the small hole, hoping magically they would be able to enter. But there was no way. Only Hugo could enter. Hugo slowly entered the hole, took one grain of sugar, and went back to the other ants. He repeated this 100 times until everybody got their share of food. Finally, he was tired, but felt happy after feeding all other ants. Finally, in the end, everybody was full, happy, and content. Lovingly they named Hugo the King of Ants. Shortly thereafter, all the ants gathered and started biting the small hole to make the entrance bigger. Finally, their hard work paid off. The hole became bigger and they were able to walk out one by one. They all felt happy to have left the cold, dark place they were stuck in for days. Once outside, as they walked a little further, Hugo's family was there waiting for him. He ran to them as he saw them. His family was so happy to see him. Hugo's mother said, "You should never, ever do this again." Hugo said, "Mom, now I am the king of ants." All dark ants applauded. He told them the story and everybody was proud of him. True king is the one who helps everyone. Hugo the ant learned the lesson and since then he was never lazy again and he listened to his mother. Moral of the story. Always respect your parents. Never judge or discriminate against any other being. Always help the helpless. Together we are strong. True king is the one who helps everyone. Good night, sleep early, wake up early for a positive and successful life. Lots of love.